Welcome back to our podcast, which we call Busting Addiction and the Myths That Surround It. This podcast is sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, where we offer clients a life-changing experience in the perfect environment for recovery. And it's closer than you think. Just visit safehouserehab.com to learn more. My name is Bruno J., and here's why I created this podcast. It's getting crazier and more deadly than we could have ever imagined just 10 years ago, with opioids and now fentanyl, which is 100 times more potent than heroin. A while ago, I noticed that there was no podcast dedicated solely to talking to that one super important group without whom many addicts would never make it in. And I realized then that I had the ammo to blow up some of these myths so that nothing but the truth survived. So if you love an addict or alcoholic and you feel like your loved one is sucking the oxygen out of your life, then this podcast is for you. If your loved one is driving you crazy and stealing your money, your peace of mind, and your sanity, this podcast is for you. And if you're feeling rage and shame and your self-esteem has been flushed down the tubes, this podcast is for you too. Welcome back to our podcast, Busting Addiction and Its Myths. And this is episode number 7, which we entitle, Join the Battle to Bust Opioids and Smash the Ignorance That Comes With It. In September 2018, the rapper Mac Miller died of a drug overdose, which turned out to be a lethal combination of fentanyl, cocaine, and alcohol. In July of the same year, Tyler Skaggs, a pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels and making millions, died of asphyxia. In other words, he choked to death. What did they find in his system? How about fentanyl, oxycodone, and alcohol? It's no surprise that alcohol was a part of the deadly cocktail, but it alone wasn't the reason for the overdose deaths. Fentanyl, which is 100 times more powerful than heroin, was the factor that likely made the cocktail truly deadly. So no matter where you turn these days, cross-addiction or polyaddiction is the new normal, if you could even call it that. Let's just say that these days, more types of drugs are cheaply and readily available everywhere, from the humblest neighborhoods to the most affluent sanctuaries. No home is safe, because all your kid has to do is to get on her smartphone and voila, there is a cornucopia of opioids, including heroin, straight fentanyl, coke, speed, ecstasy, and other emerging new classes of drugs, readily available and often delivered to a place of her choosing. And did you know that 50% of the people charged with a new type of crime, which is called drug-induced homicide, those who sell or provide drugs that end up killing an addict, are either friends, caretakers, partners, or family members, which means that drug transactions are not as simple as buyer and seller. Fentanyl is known to have so contaminated the drug supply that it is hard to determine how much control individual sellers have on quality and content. What an irony! Quality control in the illegal drug trade, well, if it keeps users from dying, then I'm all for it, short of getting them into treatment. Believe it or not, there are now fentanyl test strips that allow people to check their drugs before using or selling them. Again, this is hard to swallow for some people, like the idea of needle exchanges. But we at Safe House Rehab Thailand believe that our first priority is saving lives, and preferably by getting addicts into treatment. If not with us, then anywhere where they'll be safe and have a chance to recover. So why am I titling this episode Busting Opioids and Smash the Ignorance That Comes With It? First of all, you should let the authorities in your home state know where you stand on issues that may affect your family. I'll cover what the issues are in a moment. Second, there are some really worthwhile organizations you could support to keep you informed and help you get involved and take some action to help others, including perhaps a family member who's at risk. One of my favorite not-for-profit groups is called Shatterproof. Just go to shatterproof.org, just like it sounds, and learn how they are moving the needle and creating some momentum to find better ways to prevent and treat addiction at the level of law enforcement, legislation, in schools and universities, and at the volunteer-based local community level. I met the founder, Gary Mandel, a few years ago, as he was just launching his organization, and you wouldn't believe the fire that he brought to the party. He left his lucrative investment business after his son died of a drug overdose, and has since devoted all his energy and talent, his entire life, to improving and even revolutionizing the approach that the authorities at all levels and local communities take to prevent, arrest, and treat addiction. So far, the shatterproof community in the U.S. has contacted the members of the U.S. Congress more than 3,000 times, supporting key addiction legislation in 2019 alone. Now, you have the right to ask, why am I telling you this? Why are you telling me this? I'm telling you this because maybe, just maybe, you may want to get involved in taking some positive action that could save another family member from the pain of loss, to meet others who are experiencing what you may be experiencing right now, and to actually have some control over your life in a new way. At the very least, even if you don't join Al-Anon, you can take your mind off your, quote, problem, which has so enslaved you by another's disease without your permission. So let's go back to the issue that Chatterproof is talking about. Did you know that training in addiction treatment is not required by most medical schools? That means that if you took your loved one who is abusing drugs or drinking in excess, or you suspect so, to see a primary care physician or even a psychiatrist or psychologist for that matter, the odds are very good, better than 50%, that that professional would not be qualified to treat addiction or recommend a course of action to you and your loved one. The fact that odds are less than 50% that you will get what you need is 100% true. It doesn't have to be that way, not at all, not on your life. The point is that you need to make an informed decision about what is possible at this critical stage in your life. That's why we at Safe House Rehab Thailand are ready to answer any, and we mean any question you could possibly have about your loved one's options. We offer a life-changing experience in the perfect environment for recovery, and it's closer than you think. But let's get back to the medical profession. Did you know that doctors, any MD actually, can prescribe OxyContin, a powerful opioid painkiller, with no extra training at all? But in order to prescribe buprenorphine, also known as Subutex, to treat a substance abuse disorder, which helps reduce the risks associated with withdrawal from opioids like heroin and fentanyl, doctors have to jump through all sorts of administrative hoops. That's crazy, right? And that ain't right. So while the drug companies continue to wield all this power through their lobbyists, doctors are held back from treating the substance abuse disorder that promoted opioids that helped cause the problem to begin with. Sure, there is some free choice involved on the part of the addict at the beginning, but then again, what patient will question her doctor's opinion as to whether it's a good idea to take a powerful opioid to begin with, especially since he has no training in addiction? Now, here's another factor that makes it a bit scarier. Let's say that an addict in recovery needs pain management after surgery. We advise all addicts and alcoholics to let the professionals know we are addicts and much more vulnerable to becoming addicted to pain meds than the average Joe or Josephine. We make sure we look at all pain management options and choose the safest route. And if we are prescribed a powerful pain med, we put the meds and the med schedule into someone else's hands with strict instructions as to how much to take and when to take the prescribed and only the prescribed meds. That said, it is plain foolishness to deny ourselves the right medications so that we can heal properly. Anyone who says that addicts should never take pain meds, and I've heard very few say that, are really recovery Nazis and must be ignored. Don't make the mistake of arguing with these people, by the way. I've tried it. It doesn't work. Getting back to taking some action on issues that will undoubtedly affect drug addicts, it's okay to say it that way. It's a disease, not a moral failing, as we say time and time again. Drug addicts and their families, you need to support all legislation and movements that will raise professional standards on the one hand and lower the barriers to treatment access on the other, in your hometown, your county, your state, and at the national level. So here's a chance to become a more informed and responsible citizen. Here's the silver lining in the cloud, a chance to do some good, affect a positive change even when things are really difficult at home. You may have noticed that I'm no longer talking about the addict. I'm talking about you. you will find that the only way that you will ultimately gain peace will not depend on which direction your loved one's addiction is going, whether it's getting worse, getting a little better, or going sideways. Because you see, the disease has already had its way with you and with the family and with your loved ones. You've all been dancing with the devil, as I say it, but you didn't know it. It's happening unconsciously, and you all have as much control over this disorder as does your loved one, and that is none at all. None. Zero. Your loved one's addiction has sucked up all the oxygen in your home. It dominates your conversations, has you wrapped up in needless shame. You live in fear of the other shoe dropping, and it will. He or she lives rent-free in your head 24/7. You can't escape it. It's a damn nightmare. Your loved one's addiction has been stealing your money, your peace of mind, and your self-worth. And you worry that it will steal your and your loved one's entire future. Yeah, I know all about that. I've been through this twice in my life with two different people at two different times. Once with my daughter and once with my fiancé, whom I didn't marry, by the way, and that's a happy ending for me, at least. One option for you is to get professional help, not to have you learn how to understand or control your loved one's addiction or alcoholism. Repeat, not about that, but to focus on yourself and to address your own codependency. Because, you see, your loved one's addiction has made you sick too. Oh my gosh, you say. I had no idea. Or you say, BS, I'm not sick. Then why does every professional in the world agree with the statement that addiction is a family disease? Because without even knowing it, it makes everyone in the family of the addict miserable and crazy as loons. Codependency could be defined as the illusion that if the addict just behaved the way I want him to, then everything would be fine. Life would go back to normal. I would be supremely happy for the rest of my life. Well, that's my Bruno J. definition. The experts define it using more words, and they define it a little more dryly. So here's what they say. Codependency is defined as an excessive emotional reliance on a partner, typically one who requires support on account of an illness or addiction. It is also characterized by enabling and attempts at controlling the other person's addictive behavior. Read this book by Melanie Beatty, Codependent No More, How to Stop Controlling Others and Take Better Care of Yourself. Bingo! What happens when you let the other person's disorder dominate your life? You have abdicated any sovereignty over yourself and have stopped taking care of you. And most of what you are doing now is a conditioned response below the level of full consciousness. Would you have ever neglected your physical and mental health, your self-esteem, your social life, your beauty, your confidence, were it not for another one's disease? That has now become the family's disease. So now what? This is where you start to realize that the disease has beaten you up and you can, yes you can, fight back at least for yourself. And you will slowly, oh so slowly, come around and stop feeling guilty that you are doing things for yourself that your loved one's disorder have stolen from you. Stolen while you weren't watching, a thief in the night, heartless and heedless to your needs and to your pain. This is what you will learn when you read the book or books about codependency and talk at length to your AODA, alcohol or drug addiction counselor. In my next episode, I will talk about why so many family members have gotten help in Al-Anon family groups, whether their loved one is in recovery or not. So what did we learn in this episode? One, we learned again that the vast majority of OD deaths involve multiple substances, and the worst of them is fentanyl, easily gotten on the street. Two, doctors are typically not trained in treating addictive disorder, but can prescribe opioids freely while they have to go through hoops to prescribe buprenorphine or Subutex, which helps addicts to detox. You can help yourself and others by supporting the efforts by orgs like Shatterproof to change the law, raise standards, and lower the barriers to treatment access. Four, you can further help yourself by understanding codependency, which is caused by the insidious working of your loved one's disease to believe that you need to control him so that you can be normal. And five, you will see that you need to take care of you first if you want to have any chance at your own happiness. The Busting Addiction and the Myths That Surround It podcast is brought to you by the caring professionals at Safe House Rehab Thailand, who offer clients a life-changing experience in the perfect environment for recovery. Just ask us any question, we mean any question, at info@safehouserehab.com, and we may use it on the air with your permission, of course, or visit us at safehouserehab.com. We want to help you make an informed decision for yourself and your loved one at this very important time in your family's life. So tune in next week for the next episode of Busting Addiction and the Myths That Travel With It. And we'll see you next time.